Was it the Cape Drive Time is the show. It's the place. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. Tell us what you think. Economic Freedom Fighter leader Julius Malema has spoken at length on the VBS saga that has seen scores of the bank's top officials appearing in court on fraud charges, in fact exactly eight. Malema has been at the centre of the controversy ever since the VBS scandal came to light last year. Online is Don Valley Managing Director Solly Moeng. Solly, welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Shafiq, and to your listeners.
Good afternoon to you as well. Malema says, I had no dealings with VBS, no house, no car. What do you make of it?
Well, you know, I mean, he will say that in the same way that Zuma will say he has nothing to do with state capture. What are we talking about? I mean, I think, you know, obviously he's panicking. He's panicking because he saw the arrests that happened recently. His name has been linked with VBS for all this time. What he needs to do is to allow the investigations to happen. Of course, I heard from bad whispered in my ear that some leaders of the EFF are already trying to strike deals with the investigators on VBS because they see what's coming to their doors. So I think what Malema needs to do is allow the independent auditing and investigations to happen. And if he's found not guilty, well, he'll be found not guilty. We must remember that politicians are smart. You know, they don't take money directly into their own pockets. It zigzags through other people's bank accounts and finally arrives at their doorstep, either in the form of favors or in the form of things that have been bought or purchased or, you know, or paid for on their behalf. So he'll tell you, no, but I didn't have any direct dealings. And nobody's accusing him of having direct dealings with the banks. All indications is that a lot of the money ended up benefiting him.
Yeah, I mean, it's true in that sense. And, of course, I can remember as the VBS story was breaking all those months ago, mm-hmm. In fact, I took some time and I went through all the balance sheets and credit card receipts that the investigative journalist had produced. And it certainly does, at least from what I saw, point towards Shivambu at least and his brother. They're heavily implicated. You know, maybe Malema was just getting a few puffs of cream from it, but I'm sure you'll agree right now, it doesn't look good for certain individuals. I think we can safely say that.
Yeah, it doesn't look for some of them, especially Shivambu. I think he's in a lot more trouble. But again, you know what? I think we should allow these people, and we should be happy that at least something seems to be happening now. And if they started with the arrest last week, they shouldn't take another 2 years to go for more people who have benefited from this money. The fact of the matter is this: if you know that you've accepted money and it comes out as it has, that the money was stolen, it was fraudulently taken out of the bank, you should be able to say, you should have gone up to say, you know what, I didn't know this money was stolen, I'm going to return it, here's the money. And none of them has done that. And Malema cannot stand up and say he's never benefited from that money. He has. You know, the question is he going to keep saying, well, I didn't know it came from there, or, you know, it came from somewhere else, my younger brother, this and that. I think that there's very little untruth in a lot of what he's saying and dishonesty.
I mean, if, as you say, the bird that's whispered in your ear says that some of the EFF members, and of course we're not going to mention names in that sense, are looking for plea bargains or whatever it's called, I think what is interesting is that they're probably going to hang out to dry, either those who are in court already or even further people in the feeding chain might also find themselves behind bars.
Yeah, I think so. I think so maybe some of the people who are out on bail are going to come under so much pressure that they must tell the truth about where the money ended up, you know, how they were. Look, the EFF leaders are from Limpopo, and over the years, even before the VBS happened, there have been stories of them benefiting from all sorts of tenders that were illegally or badly managed or awarded. We know that the trust that Malema managed, it was all in Limpopo. So these guys know they know one another, and But they also know that you don't just give money directly to a politician. It has to go through 3, 4, 5 stops before it gets to them. Even then, as I said earlier, it usually comes there as a form of, in the form of a favor. I'm going to pay for your hotel, a trip, or for your car rental. I'm going to pay for this. You don't have to see the money or to touch it. That's how they do it. That's how money is laundered in these fields.
It's interesting, though, having had a look at some of the communications, the euphemisms that Floyd Shivambu would use for the fact that he needed more money, you know, quite humorous, you know, sort of, have you dealt with X, or have you done it yet? Sort of very vague, but certainly in the context of what was being investigated, quite blatant requests for cash.
Yeah. Look, I think for me what is interesting, I've been trying, I was just wondering, would I, if I were Malema, proactively go to the media like he did this morning to say, okay, you can ask me any question, or would I sit still and wait for the investigators to come to me? In one way, as a reputation management advisor, I would say, yeah, well, if you have nothing to hide, go there. But the thing is, maybe now that there are criminal investigations happening, it's not to the media that you must go, really. This is cheap PR. You must go to the investigators and say, guys, I'm ready for you. If you have questions for me, you know, this is what I have. And that's not happening. So asking for money, when you know, the key question is, if you're asking for somebody who is normally broke for money and they're able to give you several millions of rands or hundreds of thousands of rands, you should be worried about where that money comes from.
No, absolutely. And, I mean, okay, you are the reputation management expert, but I'm curious as to the timing of Malema's press conference, the timing of everything that he's doing right now. All I can say, it's curious. Something, I'm not saying something's not right, but it certainly is kind of unusual.
Well, he's panicking. Look, he's panicking. The arrests are happening finally on the VBS. And we know how long court cases take. You know, by the time they get to him, I mean, assuming that he is indeed wrong, we'd be heading into the local government elections next year. And assuming also that the ANC and the EFF do not succeed in postponing the elections for another 3 years, which is apparently what they wanted to do. So he doesn't want to get into an electoral mode with court cases hanging over his head, especially or being out on bail, you know, for the same reasons. So he has reason to be worried that this is happening. But you know what? I think, you know, he's had all the time in the world to come out clean, you know, and he hasn't really. They've been pushing back against these things for years, and now it's time for them to answer, to be answerable, because they have to be answerable, because the law says now it's your turn, come in.
I must confess, to sort of change the conversation slightly, that it was encouraging to see Shamla Batohi making her statements and actually seeing the arrests of some individuals involved in some kind of corruption. And Batohi is saying that she was going to have to be very careful from the NPA side, because to all intents and purposes, I'm sure you agree, they can't afford to mess this one up. If they do, they're goners.
Well, yeah, we keep hearing that. I mean, yes, I would like to, part of me wants to agree with that, but I think, you know, life is a demand. And the thing is, these people are getting into an investigative arena where a lot of stuff had already been put out there. There's no sense that people like Mahashule and others, Goku at Eskom, and the gentleman who was CEO, all of these people in the state-owned enterprises who are sitting out there having a good time, there's no indication that they're going to be targeted. They're targeting people who are not political leaders. Even in Limpopo, I mean, all the mayors who knew that they were going against the Public Finance Management Act or Provincial Finance Management Act, when they transferred money from municipalities into VBS, they knew they were not supposed to do that. How come those people are not arrested? Some of those people are senior ANC leaders in that province, in Limpopo. So I don't see political people being arrested. And until then, Batohi has not delivered for me. I'm sorry. I'm tired of a world where the law is okay for some people, but it's not okay for other people. I want them to touch this key, and a lot of South Africans will agree with me that we want to see high key political party leaders being arrested for the stuff they've done to this country, and then we'll know that the law works. Until then, it's not working. It's for the small guys.
In fact, Solly, I think a lot of people I could hear the hears reverberating in my earphones, sort of telepathically from everybody listening to us right now. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the point, isn't it? That VBS, I think, is just low-hanging fruit. It's an easy one because they were stupid. The Ace Magashulis, the David Mabuzas, a lot more clever, very slippery eels, and maybe the NPA just hasn't got the confidence to go after them.
No, either they don't have the confidence, or maybe they've been threatened. We don't know what the truth is. But I cannot believe for the life of me that a life as the many must take this long to investigate. I mean, so much information. A book was written. There were people who were prepared to come out and serve as state witnesses in the Free State. One or two individuals were killed. A team cannot tell us that they're waiting for another 3-4 years to bring these people to court. And until then, I'm sorry, they haven't delivered.
Solly,
they haven't proven us wrong that the law is not for everybody.
Solly Mweng, I think everybody agrees with what you're saying. Managing Director, Don Valley Company, Reputation Management. Thanks for chatting to us as always. And as always.